Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I am so excited because we're getting ready to dig in on another hot topic, dear to my heart, simply business, in God we trust, all others pay cash. And before we get into what's that about, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform once again to allow us to come together collectively as a community to express our thoughts and on various topics that impact this industry of music. Lord, we ask that every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to our program, get a blessing from it, where they can get a lesson in return to return back to this music business. And as they go forward, that they can get a blessing towards their life. In Jesus' name as we pray, amen. All right, guys. Just wanted to let you know, guys, simply business. In God we trust, all others pays cash. Well, the topic came about is because this music business that we in, it is an industry. It's an industry in which we must pay the dues on both sides of the fence. And I'm going to start off, if you guys got a dollar bill in your hand, I'm going to show you where intellectual properties came into play. The dollar bill is an intellectual property. On the back of that dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." What you hold in your hand, if you pulled it out, as I told you, is cash. That cash is to be exchanged for services and products that you offer. In fact, on the other side of the dollar bill, where you would see George Washington, it says, "This note is a legal tender for all debts of public and private." So therefore, it's for came into play as a change of the services or products that you have to offer. And someone came up with this intellectual property, and we still are using it. And the reason why we're talking about it is because on an intellectual scale, that's what we are as music artists. We have an intellectual property that if we copyright it, we put it into, register it in the right places, then we stand a chance to exchange it at some point in time for a trade of cash. We're going to get into it, and we're going to expound as we go into it tonight. I'm going to open up the phone line, and we're going to bring in Faith Walking Faith. Welcome to Hip Hop Nation.
Hey, man. How you doing, Mr. Poetic? Thank you for having me.
Glad to
can
have
you. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, man, I can hear you well.
Great. Well, I'm riding still in the car. But I did want to take time to come on the show and expound a little bit if I can. And you're talking about intellectual property and money being a means of exchange, which it is. And I tell you, I love it. I love business. I'm an entrepreneur. I love business. Anytime you get offered to entrepreneurship, each and every one of us have something that we can offer to this world, if you will, or to someone, to do an exchange for a dollar bill, if you will. I love the fact that I've recorded a CD of my album, and I'll go out in the community, you know, and tell, you know, hey, you like to support the gospel, and people do buy the CD. I love it, and I think it's awesome. We all have something to exchange, and you're absolutely right. I don't know where you're going with where you want to go with this topic, but it is kind of broad. But I'm just saying,
okay.
There is there is absolutely value in entrepreneurship and in creating products. And, again, like you said, going out and sharing it with the community, sharing it with those that are around you. You can't exchange it for currency.
That's what it's about. And that's definitely what it's about. We're going to go back. We're going to go to Rawdog. Rawdog, welcome to the program, and give us your thoughts on tonight's topic.
Well, I think it's a good topic. You know, I use that phrase all the time. You know, it's a point to understand that businesses can only be a business if it's got to be about the dollar. It's about being paid. It's about services rendered. And so, you know, in the music industry, you know, there are a lot of sucker plays. And it's funny because you get a promise, but you won't get the follow through, which is the promise being fulfilled, which is money. You know, the funny thing about it, a lot of people run up to the door, knock, the door opens, but, you know, they make promises that they don't intend to fulfill. You know, just that, that's part of the music industry, the con game, you know, the mule and the carrot, you know, how they put a string on the carrot on a long pole and hang it in front of the mule's face, and the mule will follow the carrot thinking he's going to get something to eat, but he can never catch the carrot. But we'll get into it. We'll hash it around. We'll throw it up and down, as we usually do. So, you know, all I can say is that, hey, I think this is a great topic because, you know, let's put it like this. As we know, there are those that succeed in this music industry, and we're talking about get an income. We're not talking about great, great dollars, but an income is an income. It's just like working a job. And, you know, or you can be the sucker. You can you can get out there and follow all the promises and find out that, hey, guess what? You have no income. You have no revenue. You know, in any business, the object is to break even, just to stay in business, not to go in the hole and find out, you know, I'm calling myself doing business, but, you know, I've actually created something that is not a business. It's like having another kid, you know, money going out, nothing coming in. But, okay, I'm going to give it back to you, Poetic.
Awesome. Area code 405758. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, man, what's up, man? It's Fat Monk, baby, Oklahoma City.
Did you say it again? I apologize.
It's Fat Monk from Oklahoma City, baby.
Oh, this is Monk.
Yeah, this is Monk. What's up, my man? This is Poetic. What's up, baby?
Yeah. What's up, Monk? Monk, welcome to Hip Hop National, man. Tonight we're talking about simply business. In God we trust, all others pay cash. Now, just to give you a synopsis of the topic, you are a music artist. You have invested in recording at some point. You've put in all your values in trying to get into this business and make this beyond just a hobby. You've decided to invest money into your craft. The outcome that you expect is an exchange of cash for your performance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But, you know, I do it. I make music. I also make music, you know, because I love doing it too, you know what I mean? So, I mean, but that's part of it. I do need to feed my family and all that, you know, that will be, you know, that is a reason why I do it too. But for the most part, I started doing it for the love of it.
For the love of it. There's nothing wrong with doing something for the love of it. But the bottom line,
no matter
what it is that we love, we do, and this is all reality, if we love what we want to do, we want to do it as a career. That's why musicians do what they do. They would prefer to actually live in the lane as a musician and do and live their life in the getting their proceeds from their performances than to be out doing an extra job trying to make ends meet and yet still starving as an artist. Am I correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, give me your opening statement on tonight's topic.
I mean, as far as making money in the industry, you know, I'm with that. You know, I ain't got to, you know, I ain't tripping on all that, you know. I ain't trying to reach, like, you know, no 50% of Jay-Z. I ain't tripping. You know, I'm just trying to feed my family, my million. You know, I'm just trying to survive out here, you know, trying to, you know, start my empire from the ground up to feed my shorties, keep them, you know, fed and straight in the nice, you know, nice clothes or whatever, so they don't have to go through
my,
the
Mom, I'm going to need you to speak directly into the phone because we can hear you slightly.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I just do it for my shorties, you know. I'm just trying to feed my family, really, you know what I mean? I don't got to be rich as Jay-Z or 50 Cent or none. It'd be nice to have that paper, you know. But, you know, if I can do it, you know, 5,000 a show or whatever, I'd be swayzy with that, you know. I just want the paper, man, enough to support my family, you know, support me, you know, and what I'm trying to do, you know, trying to set goals in life, start my, you know,
right,
start working for myself.
Well, I hear his reasoning, and I understand that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that thought process, you know. But this is a funny industry. This is a funny industry. You know, there's an age limit to being a hip-hop artist, you know. Then you got to ask yourself, are you want to be the kind of artist that's begging people to buy your CD, or you want to be an artist that the people are coming and looking for your CD? See, there's the beggar, and then there's the class act. And see, I understand doing what you got to do to make ends meet, because I've been there, done that, played that game, got out of the game, because I realized that, you know, that I would rather have someone searching for my music and me rather than begging people to buy my CD. See, you know, it's a funny world out here. It's a funny world out here. You know, to me, I want the world to hear my music. I want the world to be able to appreciate it. They don't have to know me. They don't ever have to see me. All I know is that in the market, I don't have to leave home to have the money that the 50 cents and what have you have. I know it can be done in the studio and my part of it, that all I want to do is, just like the gentleman, make
well, that money.
The money.
That money that 50 cents have is, it ain't going to be so easy to come out like that.
You can't say that.
I didn't.
No, you know why,
right?
You can't say
I
that?
I can say it, but that don't mean I'm right. I can say it.
And guess what? Guess what?
Right.
You have been wrong at times. But
yeah, exactly.
Yes, you can have the same money as 50 cents. But the trip about it is there's a formula. You have to create something original. You just can't be – there's only one 50 cents. He had a great style in his music. He had a different sound behind him. Now, I don't know who created the music behind 50 cents. You know, that, and I don't think it's really been exposed, you know. Great secret, you know. Was it 50 cents or was it somebody that came along with 50 cents?
No, Dre and them got behind 50 cents.
Okay, well, okay, then guess what? Dre had already put himself out there as a person that could formulate a good music behind a hip-hop artist. He did it with Snoop Dogg. He did it with, you know, he did it with Tupac. He did those things. See, there's a formula that he uses. And I'm not going to give away the formula. That's got to be paid for. That's just like this show. You know, we're talking
Naomi,
about.
What's your thought? Faith Walking Faith, what's your thoughts?
Hey, Faith Walking Faith here. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm riding in the car, like I said, just don't know how much noise in your program. But
I heard some back noise, drown noise, so I silenced some phone
okay,
calls,
great.
But I'll bring it back in. If y'all can, I just say it for courtesy sake. If you got the background noise, could you go somewhere where it's quiet, the radio phone? Go ahead, take off the face. You got it.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just hearing them, and I don't know exactly what the formula is, but I do agree with Raw Dog. I think you have to have something unique, that's for sure. And if it's unique and it's something that the people want, you're on to something. One thing I got to say that I was told in this music industry because, again, this is my first project I got out. The advice that I got was don't expect to make money off of your first project. So you do got to pay your dues, and I hear you say that a lot, too, before you really talk about, I guess, making money off of what you put into it. In any business, you got to invest in it, including your musical career as an investment. And I think your first project would probably be your investment. It should get you a lot of publicity is what I was told. So don't be disappointed if you don't get paid off of your first, first project or so. The second one, whoever it is that notice your first one and decide they want to impart it to you, they're going to get part of the pay from the second one. And then by the third one is what I was told, then you can expect as an artist to actually reap some profit. Now, I don't know who else is an artist on the line, but if they can expound a little bit on that, that's fine too. But that sounds like a winner to me. I'm a cosmetologist by trade, and I know it took a good 2-3 years to build a clientele before I could do hair and actually know that, hey, I was going to definitely be making $100 a day in the salon. It just took time. And so time sometimes is necessary when you're starting out in your career. And I heard Raw Dog say age, that there's an age limit. I don't believe there's an age limit in this music industry. I think Juanita Bynum started when she was in her 50s, her early 50s. She recorded her first album, and she hit it. She hit it big. She had people behind her. I don't know exactly who, but she still have awesome music out there, and she's doing it still at 56 now. I think she is 55, 56, somewhere up in there, and she's still doing her music. And she said what happened is she was listening to people and waited on her dreams until later in life. And then she decided, you know what, I'm going for it. And she did. I would tell anybody, if you have a dream to do anything, I don't care what age you are, do it. Do it. Because your vision don't have to stop.
This is Rada. There is an age limit in hip-hop, not in the total music industry. I made the statement it was hip-hop. Because I don't know a hip-hop artist that's come out over the age of 40 just being recognized. See, so because it's a young folks genre, and it's all the rest of the genres, yeah, there's no age limit. But hip-hop seems to have that age limit. And
somebody told me that, and I went ahead and did my album. And I'm over 40. I've done my album. I do go out and minister, and I do sell my CD, and people love my music. But I just don't believe there's an age limit. I think maybe for industry, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what you're talking, industry and what's the norm or traditional for industry, and I won't deny that.
Well, yeah, hey, you know what? I could be wrong. Show me that I'm wrong, okay? I haven't seen it. You know, I wish that was the case. Then, you know, I do things in my studio. I think I can flow. But it just doesn't seem as though that, you know, we're talking about getting in a higher level in the selling bracket in the hip-hop industry that, you know, they're embracing people over a certain age. Not that it can't happen. I hope it does, you know. I really,
my,
really
what's
hope
your,
it does. But
I mean,
I don't know. Do you know anybody over 40 in the hip-hop game?
I'm really not. I'm really, shit, 2 Chainz. I mean, but I ain't that old, so, you know, I ain't really going to touch on
is
that
two
topic.
Chainz
really
over
don't matter. 40? Good music is good music. I don't care how old you are, you know. I listen to good music. I love good music. It really don't matter how old you are. You make good music.
I can't say hip hop got an age limit, Raw Dog. It's just that there's an age acceptance that people see because
I can tell you what old shorty speaks of the glamour.
And they're looking for image and how young you are and what you look like. A lot of people
right.
in the industry.
But see, I
thought
Chico was shorty was talking about investing in yourself and all that, you know, because I invested in myself a lot. You know, I got a photography studio, Lab Man Productions, where I do videos, photos, and I do the rap stuff too. You know, I got my all new crew and they real nice, you know what I mean? And I invested a lot of time, money, you know, sweat and tears in this, you know. So I understand what she's saying. So, you know, I look at independent rappers like Jacka, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a joint with Spice One. He on my album, Running the Streets, Fat Monk finna come out. Spice One on that joint. You know, he's a legend from the Bay Area. You know, he's an older cat. You know, I work with anybody, you know what I'm saying? Anybody, you know, with mad talent, you know, that I listen to, that I dig, I'm going to work with him. You know what I mean? I'm going to do that.
But I also heard something that really pleased me. You diversified. You have a video side, right?
Yeah, definitely.
See, no. That's a good business move. That's a great business move. Because in that way, you have more than one direction that you can look at in this music industry and get to the top. Maybe not as a entertainer,
artist,
but as an artist.
Yeah.
See, you know, hey, doing what you're doing with the video, that takes
avenues,
art.
You know? Yeah.
Because you have to figure out how you want people to see it. So you're an artist. You're a true artist. So, you know, just to diversify, that means that you're a wise person because you realize you got to have more than one plan.
Yeah, definitely.
See,
definitely.
So, you know, hey, there's no shame in your game. It's just the point one.
I mean,
that, hey,
so
you
say
right.
you're
wise
you
enough to go
beats,
in
right?
a
so
positive direction. You have more than one plan. You can rap, but you can also do videos. So it's hard
shoot.
To stop someone that is got the momentum going like you do. And that's exactly why you did it. One monkey can't stop your show.
Exactly.
Now, my question is,
one monkey can't
so
stop.
We can go back on topic, here. Is it simply business for you? Is it simply the reason why you decide that you want to diversify in these things?
Is it a
mission of operation for you to make money?
My mission, let me say my bad. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Is it a part of your operation where you can make this thing into an empire where you can make money from doing videos,
definitely.
Beats?
Yeah, that's
it's your goal,
I'm
right?
On right now. I got my own photography studio. You know, I'm set up. You know, I got everything, like the green screen, the lights, the boom drops. I got everything. You know, I have a lot. You know what I'm saying?
So
I invested
so
a lot of money in
how
my
did,
equipment.
How
so of course, I want to make money off of it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build an empire off of it. You know, but like I was saying, if I don't get as rich, you know, I'm not tripping. I just as long as I can feed my family. But it'll be nice. You know, it'll be very nice. You know, if I do get to that status, you know, if one of them guys come and holler or something and I get to that status, you know, it'd be very nice. It'd be a blessing, you know. You know, so definitely, you know, I've been going through it since I was 13, since my mama got whacked. So, you know, I've been through a lot. So I'm just out here trying to do what I do and survive and feed my shorties, you know. So, of course, I'm trying to get rich off of it, but at the same time, I'm not greedy either, you know, definitely.
So at one point, some point in time, you have registered this company, your company, as a legitimate business. Am I correct?
Yeah, definitely.
So you've registered with the state?
Yeah, I'm registered with the IRS. I got tax. I got my tax ID numbers and everything.
So you're ready and set up for business, correct?
I'm ready. I'm set up. Everything is ready to go on my end.
All right, so this is my point where I'm coming from. All right, so now you've invested in not only the photography studio, you got your video thing going, and you got your music thing set up. Have you registered your music with ASCAP and BMI or CSAC, one of the organizations, to register your music?
I registered a few joints. I ain't registered everything, but I think I got a few copyrighted. Like the joint I got with Spice One, I got a few of them caught, but I got a lot of joints though. A lot of ain't even released yet, but the ones that is, this shit like in rotation, you know, they copyrighted.
Okay, now how many performances have you done? How many performances have you?
We did a lot of performances with my man Master Vince. You know,
and how many of those performances have you been paid for?
We ain't paid for none of them, man.
How many have they paid you for?
Maybe one. Others I didn't even get paid for, you know. It was, you know, I was, you know, messing with a few people I know, like Dale Felony or whatever, that are open up for my man or whatever, just to be doing something, you know,
and
kicking
then,
it.
Were there promises made that you'll get paid?
No, it wasn't nothing like that. You know, it's my man's, you know. With us today, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing like that. So it was all good. You know? All
right. Now, the reason why I'm asking you these questions, and I'm probing in this way because I'm going to show you a point. See, in God we trust, and all others pay cash. Don't get me wrong. In this music industry, a lot of it, yes, we pay our dues, and we have to actually get our name out there. But the expectation from many people in the industry is, hey, we're going to have a performance tonight. We're going to have this performance, and we're going to have a lot of talent on stage. But the talents is either paying to perform or they perform it for free, but they're not getting paid.
But they get exposure.
It comes to a point that
you got to come to a
line where you say you're gonna cross that line to professionalism, but you first have to pay your dues. And when I say pay your dues, at least put a year out there of service work and going hard, getting your name out there, getting your promotions out there, and building a buzz in your local community. And then once you build a reputation and credibility, now it's time to charge cash for what you do. Am I correct, or do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
And tell me, why do you agree?
Definitely. Because, I mean, you didn't pay your dues. You paid your dues. I didn't put my money down. I know my music is nice, you know what I mean? And you know, and I know it's worth for me to get paid for. You know, I do what I do from the heart, you know. People here, they agree, you know. People around me, they agree, you know. So it ain't, you know, that's why, basically, you know, that's why. You know, I put my money in, I pay my dues, you know, and I do this shit from the heart. I love it, you know. And they love it, everybody love it, so that's why, you know. So,
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Naomi,
yes,
your thoughts. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, it takes more than a year. But and the one thing I want to say too is you bought the equipment and everything, and that's great. It's great to invest and buy your equipment. But then now after that, the promotion, even when creating the album, you know, the promotion piece is necessary. Now you got to go out and market. That's a whole nother
factor,
right, you know, because you can have all this stuff, but if nobody knows, they don't know to support it. They don't know to purchase it. But if you got good music and you go out and you tell somebody, you know, you got some good music here, they'll possibly buy it. But you got to promote it. Nobody will know you got video equipment and you can do videos if you don't tell anybody. So there's promotion that has to take place once you invest in the equipment and everything. And I think that's awesome that you have the equipment. And again, it takes time. In this music industry, if you run hard, I would think for a year may not be long enough. A year is a good start. Well, it just depends. It can take off. For me, I know day one my album hit the radio. Day one it hit the internet. A promotion company picked it up. And so I got into radio. So now I had to learn all this radio equipment. And so it can happen pretty fast. But you just have to be open for whatever comes, you know. And you're absolutely right. I see what you're trying to say as far as getting paid in this industry. We do have to get to a point where we look at it more professionally. I think a lot of us get at it, I know from a ministry standpoint, because we feel called or led to do this. And so we do it as ministry. And I can appreciate what you're doing poetic because it makes you think about what you're doing. You know, God didn't intend for us to just do this. He said, I give you the power to get well so that his kingdom can be established. So if you're doing it for kingdom purposes, then make it work for you. I'm grateful of that. And so that's basically what I want to say on it. I'm learning. I'm growing too as you give these nice topics.
I'm grateful that you appreciate it, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful that you guys will take part in what we're doing here because that's what it's overall. Excuse me, guys. I choked myself while you guys were talking. So I'm going to go to a quick break, clear my throat up a little bit, and I'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight's topic is simply business. In God we trust, all others pay cash. We'll be back in just a moment, chiming back in on tonight's topic. Y'all stay with us.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls.
Nah, 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 boo, boo, he chose the ugly duckling over you. He stole your boyfriend.
Photoshop. Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO. Visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check.
Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you want to be a part of the discussion, just call in at 213-559-2995. Again, the number is 213-559-2995. Remember, Hip Hop National is a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to present to the inside circle of the music business. We're in the business of helping you make music and make money by teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Now back to the topic. Simply business. In God we trust, all others pay cash. Now the question is a contract the same as cash? I'm going to let Rado open up with that as we come back. Rado, is a contract, if you got an agreement, a written agreement, is that the same as cash? To
yes and no.
And why do you say that?
Yes, because it's a promise of cash. And it has timelines and what have you, but it's also a camouflage. You sign the wrong contract, you misunderstand it, and you find out that you're getting less than what you thought. Okay, and we've gone through that on contracts in the music industry on other shows. A contract is something that legally, if you were to try to collect against the person that signed the contract, hopefully they have the assets that you can get your money. But, you know, after a larger expenditure, because you're going to have to take them to court if they don't follow through on that contract, there's a output that you're going to have to take out of your pocket in, you know, initiating a lawsuit. So you'd have to know who you're signing a contract with, if that person has the assets that will allow you to be able to collect if they don't pay. You know, that makes it a good contract. A contract that you read and it has all the figures in front of you so that you get a complete understanding is a good contract. But a blind contract, one that has open meanings, let's just say a contract on the door, how many people will pay as they come through the door, you know, and you find out there's a blizzard, but you're still required to perform because the contract has you in that situation. So, you know, and the people don't show up to the venue. Well, there you go. I mean, it turns into a point of good contracts, weak contracts, and con artist contracts. So I guess that's the way I can put that.
All right. My next question inside of that question is, a verbal contract just as good as their word?
You remember what the old people used to say about that?
What did they say about that one?
A verbal contract is worth the writing it's printed with. Now, did you pick up that concept?
Well, it's not being printed.
So that's how much it's worth.
Okay, gotcha.
It's actually worthless.
Go to Naomi. Yeah, we're gonna go to Faith Walking Faithful. Give her that take. She's a businesswoman.
Absolutely. Hey, it's got to be a writing. Got to be a writing. So as far as a verbal. Say that again.
What? So you're saying a verbal contract is you're in agreement with Raw Dog that a verbal contract has no merit.
Has no value. Yes, exactly. Definitely in agreement with Raw Dog on that.
Oh,
I mean, hey, if you can verbally tell me that you're gonna do it, we can put it in writing. I mean, that's just easy, too easy. When I had artists sing with me,
that goes with tonight's statement. Very strong. In God we trust, and all others pay cash. So, therefore, it's either if you don't have the cash to pay me up front, we do want it in writing that you're gonna pay me. So I have some kind of lien against this situation once we've committed our services or I've given you our product, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. I take a check and roll.
So a verbal contract is only worth the paper it's written on, which is...
Exactly.
Do you understand it, Poetic?
Oh, yeah.
I totally understand. But I have to be the artist on this program. I'm not saying that I don't understand, but it's definitely I have to clearly ask these questions so not only I get it, but all that listen get it.
Right. Yes, you get it in writing.
Yeah.
You got to get it in writing.
Get it in writing or it's not good at all.
All right.
And
now here's another question. You and I, Raw Dog, we decided that we want to simply we're gonna produce a song together, okay? And because we're gonna produce this song together, Raw Dog, I'm gonna lay the rap on it. Naomi, you'll be doing the singing, and Raw Dog, you'll be bringing the music together. Now. I'm not paying you, Raw Dog, because we decided to venture this together, and I'm not paying you, Faith Walking Faithful. I'm not paying you on it because we have chose to come together as a family unit so we can put us a product out. My question is, since nobody's getting paid, what should take place in the process? There's a split sheet. The split sheets tell us who did what, and when, where, and why we decided to come together. If that is not in place, should I be paying you cash?
Absolutely.
And let me explain something to you. Even though if we were to come together on a project that we decide that we're going to do, and
can we come together and make it verbal?
Excuse me. Since there's no money being exchanged, there's a product that's going to be created, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. We're going to sign a paperwork that says that 50% comes to me, 25 and 25 go to y'all. Then when money comes in, if we get $10, I get $5, you get $250, and you get $250. See, there's an understanding with a product on how the revenue is going to be split. Just because we decide to go in on it, there doesn't have to be money exchanged. But then we're going to talk about the property, the product. There's where the contract comes in. And then friendship is not messed up. People don't get upset with each other. They know where they sit at the table, and they know what to expect. And we can all ride together, nodding our heads, going, okay, let's move to the next one. Business is business. This is the music industry is a business. Don't muddle the waters out of being kind.
Don't get it twisted, Raw Dog. I got to know you over time. I really trust you. I think you're going to be of your word, correct?
And you can trust me because we're going to put it on paper so you don't get twisted later on. See, I already understand how families break up over money. Friends break up even quicker over money. Let's do it like we're supposed to do it, or we can't do it at all. I mean, don't you trust me enough to do a contract on the product? So you know where you stand, where I stand, and where Naomi would stand? We can smile and laugh while we're doing the product, but then what happens when the baby's in our hands? That's a whole different step.
Let's pray,
a unit that comes together got to have a plan. They got to know where each one stands. You know, that's just like Thanksgiving dinner. Daddy cut the turkey. He was the only one with a knife at the table, the big knife, okay? So guess what? Everybody knew which order things went. Isn't that so much easier?
No, sir, you just confused me. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I do business.
I mean,
that's you would know
when
you sign the contract
what
I'm talking about.
Like a lot of riddles, though, y'all. I know I understand the contract. I'm all with that. I just hear a lot of riddles and shit, you know. Bit of verse, man. Let me hear something.
Okay, I was getting ready to come to Monk. Monk, are you ready? Are you talking to us or are you talking to somebody else?
Yeah, I'm talking to Raw Dog because I didn't know what he was talking. I understand about the contract and all that. That's cool. Yeah, I'm with all that. I'm not against signing no contract. Shit, they say Tupac signed a contract on a napkin. You hear me? Shit, I'm with that. It's the difference.
Hey, Mark, I'm gonna tell you, man. If you could clean up your language on the program, man. We have a lot of people tuning in.
Okay,
That's okay, my man. We get comfortable being ourselves, but at certain times.
My bad.
That's all right. Now, I just want to, you know. To let you be mindful of others that is tuning in.
Yeah,
so,
I apologize for the radio. It's
all good, brother. It's all good. It's all good. You're welcome to keep on chiming in. So my question is, so you understand the contract. You know that it's part of the business that you can't just trust anybody because they say that they're going to do this and they're going to do that. They have to stand behind their word with what?
Yeah, with their contract. Yeah, with their paper, man, that black and white, that paper. Yeah, you got to have it in black and white, definitely.
Yeah, because I might be over in
England, and you got to make
sure you go over it.
You got to make sure you go over it, right, too. You got to make sure your lawyer go over it, you go over it, your lawyer go over it again, you go over it, you know.
Yep.
You got to sleep on it for a few days. You got to make sure you read everything, too. That's another thing I learned. You got to make sure you read everything, you know. And if it's nice signing, you know, and it's in black and white. So we
exactly.
All the way there. Nice.
And you know what? Paperwork makes it so good because then you can move on to the next project.
Hey, I said like this, paperwork make the dream work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I never heard it like that before, huh?
and then you can call the Army to come in and back your paperwork up. See, they
absolutely
got Judge Judy's a monster. She
yeah
loves paperwork. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you get people that will back your paperwork up by explaining that which position everybody's in. You know, and I appreciate the point one to understand that, you know, when it comes to money, money is about business, you know. Except when you're a kid, you can give your child a dollar because you love them. You can give them $5 because you love them. That's not business. But everybody else, it's business. You know,
all right, guys, I want to share with you guys on an honest tip how this foundation started. And Rado, you kind of know my story a little bit. But on an honest tip, I opened up this platform for a lot of people to have a chance to get a level raised up on this thing. A lot of promissory notes were given out, and
they would say that, hey, I'll pay this, and then you give them time. And honestly, I've done it, you know, not being so savvy in the beginning, not really understanding where I was going at with this program. I did it on the strength. Guys, let me tell you something. Business is never done on the strength. I don't care if they're your cousin. I don't care if they're your brother, your sister. When it comes to business, it's an entity. It's an entity in which you decide to go into business and put money behind it because you believed in your dream. And the exchange of your vision.
But you know what?
Got to have provision. Yes, sir.
Everyone out here in the audience that has went and applied for a job realize that even the simplest minimum wage job, you have to fill out an application. And that application asks more questions than you really want to answer. But that's the difference. That's a background check. See, you know, there are laws in business that if you claim things that later on you find out are untrue, that's the law that they have broken, not necessarily in fulfilling the contract, but the system. See, a lot of people go into business and they don't know the person they're dealing with and doing business with. But there are things like background checks, so you know who you're dealing with. There's credit checks, you know. There's credit checks. You know, jobs now do credit checks. Why? Because they're afraid you're going to steal from them. You know, you got to do your due diligence. In other words, to know a person is still not to know them. And when you're doing business, you don't want to find out that you came in the next morning and the safe is empty because – hey, the assistant manager left last night on a cruise with your money. You want some way to have some type of recouping, you know? So by them doing certain things and violating the rules, you have grounds to prosecute them. Now, I know in the hip-hop world they call that snitching and bringing in the man and all of that, but guess what? You want clean hands. You want clean hands because all you want to do is be a businessman. Now, you know, if you find out you're dealing with the wrong clientele and if you did need the court or someone to help you collect on the money that's owed and you find out that they're going to take it in their own hands, you're in the wrong business because business is about making money. It's about feeding your family. It's not about somebody's lack of intelligence to use brutality against you because you went and tried to exercise your rights. Ah, that's crazy, you know, and that's part of what I've seen in some instances when it comes to the thug mentality in hip-hop. And guess what? It doesn't have to exist. It doesn't have to exist. It's a facade. Be who you are, be a nerd, an intelligent individual that can push the buttons, that can buy the equipment, that can set up the business, that can go and travel around the world. Because the world doesn't understand thugs, Africa. You a thug? Oh, wait a minute. We don't know what that really means. Here, we've got people that, hey, are people that are against the government, against the martial law that exists. Now, what about in England, in London, in Sweden? They don't know nothing about a thug. They just see you as an individual. So, you know, when we start talking about business and collection on a contract, because that's a promise, and a promise that is to be kept, whether it has to be enforced or what have you, businesses have the ability to do that. Car lots sue people every day. How come in the music industry or the hip-hop industry can we not do business? You know, I get a lot of people as the music program director here making promises. I don't take that. I'm sorry, I give you a chance, but follow through, because that puts you higher in the esteem of Hip Hop National Radio, because then we can pass the word that this individual is creditable. And a nod from Poetic gets a lot of people in a doorway that opens up and has an advantage. But if you're not going to follow through and you just lay me a line of crap, oh, okay, I want you guys to do this, I want you guys to do that, and then you don't follow through. I can understand problems. Call me. Let me know. See, call Hip Hop National and say, hey, looky here, got an issue. We appreciate that. But don't tell Hip Hop National that there are services that you want to provide for them, and then guess what? You don't follow through. You don't get a nod. It's about promoting yourself in this industry. The man at the top of the ladder, he got some pull in many directions, you know, and all I have to do is say, hey, guess what? This one wasn't about much. You know, I talked to them. They have good music. They want to go somewhere, and they want to promote themselves, and then guess what? They quiver, they shake, and they fall out and start foaming at the mouth, because guess what? It wasn't real. Sorry. Now, you know, those of you that are listening that this may have been between you and I will stay between you and I, because you can always, always come back and be real. But understand, this is a real business. It is a business. We do business. We love all you. We enjoy and try to encourage, and we're there for. But be real, because, you see, that's what it's about.
Well, okay. I want to get into, since you turned the tables towards the Hip Hop National thing. So you're saying that there is a fee for the services that we provide here, correct?
Oh yeah, there are people that send in submissions that have the wrong language. I mean, the FCC would not allow things.
I thought we give free airplay.
Yeah, okay, we do give free airplay, but we give free airplay with requirements. There's a platform. We don't allow
in a limited time, correct?
Well, it depends upon the public, how they embrace it. You know, but let's just say it like this. I get a submission. I play the submission. Great lyrics. Good fire. I mean, you know, and then all of a sudden, the language. The language that the FCC will not allow on terrestrial radio. That, you know, it has a tendency to taint the whole thing. Now, you know, hip-hop artists think, oh, well, my people are digging it. Okay, stay in your neighborhood. I'm trying to get them out to the world. We got 30 countries that listen to here. We've got fans all around this world. They're not appreciating that. That's why we get so many submissions. We happen to have what the artists are looking for. You know, I have to turn down submissions because the language is wrong. I can edit it, but there's a fee. You know,
a while. If I pay my money, you're not gonna play my song?
You're gonna pay your money to have it edited, correct? You're gonna have that bad language. The FUs and the Bs and the N word all taken out.
Could I edit it myself and send it in?
Sure. But that's not the way I get it. But then when you send it in a second time, you have to realize you've already used your free download to us. The downloads cost us money. You know, I mean, get it right the first time.
Okay.
You know, I've even given out my private email trying to help artists, okay? So, you know, my whole thing is like this. It's time to get in line because, see, guess what? We're getting a lot of submissions. you know, it's turning into that, you know, we're turning into the number one hip-hop radio place for new indie artists all over the world. So, you know, it time to change the rules because, see, guess what? There are a lot of class acts out there, and they need to be heard. I heard the gentleman say, yeah, okay, we sang for free for exposure. I can understand that. But guess what? You can go all around the world by promoting yourself here. And guess what? If you just pay to promote yourself and you have an outlet that you sell the product at, we direct those people to that. And we've had success with some of our artists doing that. You know, and it's funny because they would rather get dressed, get in the car, put gas money in the car, you know, rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, and go do it for free and call it exposure. How many people in the club? Oh, 200. How many were drunk? Oh, maybe 175. Wow. That's great exposure. Bunch of drunks. Do it so they can buy your product. Don't burn yourself out on that monkey circle that, you know, with the organ grinder and the monkey. Because the organ grinder, the promoter, he getting the money. Y'all just doing the dance. You might get a banana, if that. So, you know, in real talk, that's why I'm raw dog. I can't sugarcoat it. I got to bring it to you so you understand. This is a game that people play with the hip-hop artists. Get around that game. You know, get you a 9-to-5. Because guess what? If you're not going to promote yourself, you're not going to get far. And, you know, people be eating in the house next door, and you ain't got nothing in your house. You know, so I'm telling you just like this. Promote yourself. Educate yourself. Get contracts, things signed. You know, do the copyrights and what have you. It's called business. And in God we trust, all others pay cash. Remember this, wherever you go, you got to pay cash to get where you're going. So don't think that the music industry is any different, but you can take the freeway or you can take the back roads. The back roads will get you there, but guess what? They may not get you there, you know, but the freeway, direct. So, you know, understand, handle your business, put your big boy britches on, hey, and get a plan and go forward. Because, see, guess what? That's what you want to do. And we've got, hey, I got to say this. We've got beat makers that are submitting tracks to us. I want to ask them to tag their tracks. If they're interested in their tracks being submitted for a motion picture, there's a fee. Now you got to call us and we'll talk about the fee. It's not that much money. But guess what? It's a chance to get your song in a movie. And that's to the beat makers, not to the hip-hop artists necessarily, but if they have something that possibly can be used in a movie, and the movie's name, if I'm not mistaken, is Complacent. Is that correct, Poetic?
That is correct. That
okay.
Is correct.
But it's going to cost you a fee to submit it. You submit it to Hip Hop National, and we will get it to the director for them to listen to. And if you're selected, guess what? You can have your music in a movie. You know, and the notoriety comes from that. But there's a cost. You know, hey, what's free in this world? God. And he comes to
right,
you every
guys.
Day, no matter where you are. So
Send
you understand.
In God we trust. All others pay cash. We're going to be back in just a moment. I see you popping up there, Monk. So, and when we come back, we definitely coming back to you and Faith Walking Faithful. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Gospel, hip hop, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting...
You know what?
It's your boy, Pit Boss, Cash Guerrilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy, Pit Boss.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We are your marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside circle of the music business. We're the number one station on the planet for news, radio, talk, and music. Y'all stay with us. It's more on the other side. Just bringing it all together, full circle, for this business of music right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. All right. I said I'll come to you, Monk. When I come back, Monk, you raise your hand. Obviously,
yeah, man.
You had something to say. It was on the tip of your tongue. Now drop it. You got the
floor. Yeah, man, I felt like my man Raw Dog was like on some indirects or something, you know. I mean, I don't know who he is. I guess he may be the leader of the, this is his thing, the Hip Hop National or whatever, I don't know, or whatever. But I was the promoter. Me and my man, we was the promoter until we brought him down into our party. So everything at the door, the checks, everything with us, you know. So I feel what he said about getting the money, because we got to get the money. I got my own studio, so I charge brothers $40 a head for an hour, you know, take your tape or whatever, pictures, videos, everything. So, you know, I get the money too. Everybody gets the money their own way, you know. I don't know. I just felt, you know, some type of way, like my man's on some indirect or something. I don't know who he is or none of that, you know. Like I say, yeah, you know, he rap or whatever, all that, that's cool too. You can spit a verse, I can spit a verse. It's nothing, you know. I do this, you know, for the streets, man. But, you know, I keep it professional too. You know, I keep saying about the thugs. I'm a thug at heart. I've been a thug since I was a kid, but I turned businessman. You know what I'm saying? But that thug is still in me. But I turn businessman because I got kids, you know, and I want them to have something, you know. I'm trying to build
a
empire.
You make a valid point. You make a valid point. You said,
so I don't,
you said you're
like
thug at
like
heart, but
just,
you turn businessman,
yeah,
you got
like
family.
Just,
like
you
throwing
a thug under the bus, and I felt like indirect because, you know, I'm a thug at heart, you know. I grew up on Tupac, Biggie, all that, you know. I mean, like I say, my mama got murdered when I was 13, you know. I didn't know nothing, you know what I'm saying? I was 13, so I turned to the street. I had to move to a whole different side of town, move with my granny, you know. A few years later, my little sister died, you know. I watched her in the eye, tear drops, you know. My word. So, you know, I've been through a lot, but I keep it going. I ain't blew my brains or none of that, you know. You know, check my music out, PHATMONC, man, Fat Monk. I'm on Reverb Nation, all that. So, you know, I'm just.
All right. And we're going to go to 918-399. Please state
your
name.
What's going down? This info Blue Beam calling from OKC, man, 405, man. I'm with Loud Bang. What's going down?
Nothing much, man. I'm just going to let you guys know, and I'm going to say it clear and free. Guys, no shameless plug on the show. Y'all can stay on topic with me so I can show y'all some love. But when you start going off topic, you start going into the promo phase, that's what Simply Business is all about. And God, we
I'm not promoting. I'm just telling you where I'm from and who I am, man. I feel you.
I'm keeping it real with everybody on this program. I'm just letting you guys know.
Hip Hop
National has come together. Wait, listen. Hip Hop National has come together to help give y'all a platform to express yourself. Now, not only Hip Hop National, there's a lot of internet radio programs that these people are sowing seeds so they can change the game, period. We're changing the game because terrestrial radio do not support the unsigned community. So as we help change the game, you guys got to be a part of history in the making. So I tell you direct, coming over here, shameless plug, I'm going to shut your mic off. Understand that. Because that's not what this program is about. This program is about teaching the business of music. And the other part, you pay cash for.
Yeah, no doubt.
Real.
All right. All right, so that way everybody don't understand. Everybody understand that is not no. That means no disrespect to nobody. It's just straight love. We come on, we can talk in as a community. We can grow as a community, but you in business, and so are we. So respect the platform, show love, and it wasn't to go direct at you. That's something that you just didn't understand, but I had to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. What's up, though, man? This is my first time calling the show, man. I ain't calling promoting or nothing, man. I'm just calling to show some love, man. That's all.
Hey, man, I just all wanted the people to know who I was. That's all that was. It wasn't know I was trying
that's my point.
But I want people to know who
you'll be clear.
Monk,
so you'll be clear. My program is to help them get to know who you are through your music.
Yeah. I just wanted to know how to tell my name.
We want to introduce your music to the world. So upload it. Upload it. And that's what this program is about, is to cross the bridges, to connect the dots between you, the artists, the music industry, and the music listeners. Now, let's go to Faith Walking Faithful. You now have the floor. What's your thoughts?
Amen. Well, you know, one thing you say is that there's a lot of people on the show, and it's like a pastor when they get up in the pulpit and preach, man, if it hits you, it hits you. They don't know you from Adam. They don't know you from Adam, and some people get so offended. Like, I feel like they was preaching them. They don't even know you. And you even know that. So don't get offended when something come across. Hey, if the shoe fit, wear it. If it don't, they say, eat the meat and leave the bone. I love that. Eat the meat and leave the bone.
No, man. People know indirect, though, man. It ain't none of that, man. It's real, man, over here. People know indirect. You know, because they cut my mic and he got the pop and whatever. Like, he just didn't keep, like, he running like it's his joint. Like, it's all good. I ain't got nothing against that. You know, we men, though. We can talk as men. If we got a topic, let's all talk. You know, don't mute me and let somebody feel like you, you know. That's how I felt because I was muted. You wasn't muted.
No, no, no. The reason why what? The reason why you probably got muted, and this is real, and I got hands on to closing the mic. I close the mic once a person start promoting their program because that's a free. They're trying to get a free plug out, and that's not no. That's
no.
No
I'm saying before that. No,
you.
I'm saying before that. We came back from break before that. Not that. That's when I was speaking on it. We went to break when he said what he said, and we went to break, and you like, yeah, Mark, I see you raising your hand. I'm gonna get back with you when we get back. And
oh,
got
okay.
Back
no, no, no. Okay, now let me explain that to you too. So it's clear, and guess what, guys? I don't mind explaining this.
I was cut off before that.
Mom, listen. The reason why you was cut off at 9 o'clock, listen to me, at every half hour, every mic get turned off. So you can understand that because we have to pay the bills. We have to promote the commercial.
No, I'm saying them too. They was talking, though. No, that's when he was talking about the thugs and the and getting paid off your shows, like, y'all understand you want to get promotion and all that. You want to get promotion and all that. No, but, you know, you can't do that for free, all that. You know, that's before. No, before that, that's when, you know, then it went to commercial. No, they was talking. She was talking, and then he started talking. You know, and that's when he said that, and that's when we went to break, you know.
What part of
it
that
wasn't
bothered,
like that. It
dude.
Wasn't like it was. I know when the commercials come on, I hear the commercials. It wasn't that. We was talking. It was conversation. My man was talking. And he was talking about, you know, how they do about the editing the songs and everything. And he was talking about that, you know. So I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about.
Can you give him conversation here?
I don't know. Did anything that I said, did it offend
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you were saying some shit, man. I mean, excuse me, my bad, Rick.
Well, wait a minute. Listen to this.
You were saying
some
crazy
stuff. I got to say this.
And it just sounded like you were, because I spoke on something about the promotion
check
about
yourself.
And all
check
that.
Yourself.
And then you said some
I was
about
talk.
And you said the gentleman, and you said, you actually said the gentleman, you didn't even say my name, you said the gentleman, like, you know, because I guess you didn't know my name, which that's why I said Fat Monk, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was telling you that with a seat. That's
a
who
minute,
I am,
minute,
you know.
Wait a minute.
Because that's what you said. The gentleman said.
No. You took it wrong.
No, that's
I
what
wasn't
you said.
Talking
that's
on
mouth.
You.
Your mouth
I wasn't
said
thinking
it,
about
oh, okay,
you.
Okay, well, it's cool. Okay, my man, my bang nuts.
I wouldn't do that.
Good,
if I and guess
yeah.
what? Guess what? I was talking. I talked to a lot of artists all day, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when I was talking, it had nothing to do with you. Man, if you talk to as many people as I talked to in the day about songs being submitted, remember, it was about songs
that
were being submitted.
Man, what's that?
We got some noise coming through.
All right, guys, I'm going to silence the mic for a little bit because this platform, and I'm being for real, our platform ain't here to create an argument. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding. But I'm sure it's for you guys to understand. We are here to help you do business. Let's come together as a community, and let's make that happen. Let's overcome the small stuff so we can get to the bigger parts of things. And the reason why
I'm
saying this.
I want to say, if he thought I was talking about him, it was not him. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, it wasn't about you. And, you know, I don't do that necessarily. And I don't know you. And I was enjoying what your input was. But
yeah,
it wasn't
cool.
about you. And I'm sorry that you might have liked it.
y'all got a gang of viewers like y'all say. I'm pretty sure they're under there. They'll know. They heard what I heard where it felt like, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. Slow drag. I may be wrong,
but that's what I felt, because that's what it sounded like. Every topic I touched on, you came back with something on it, like, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, real boasty, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, small time sit down. You know what I'm saying?
Look at here.
You know?
I have apologized if you thought it was you, but that's all you're going to get in this one. I said it wasn't you. I'm raw dog. Don't put that on me. Don't put them shoes. And now those shoes fit you, wear them. I'm sorry, but I was talking about somebody else. Now that's the bottom line. Let's move on.
All right, guys. Simply business. Understand, and I'm going to be clear and concise with it. My man, he was not stabbing at you. He was telling of a situation of things that have occurred over the time before you ever came to Hip Hop National. Unfortunately, you felt that it was coming at you. I can promise you, he was not coming at you. In his defense, I can say so, and that is a fact. Okay, but we are talking about Simply Business, and God We Trust, and all others pay cash. There have been tabs that have been on the table that we have done work for. And since we got there, I might as well come clear with it, that we have done work for. We have done the work for the people, and the people have not done the due diligence of paying their tabs. That's why in this business, we have to not look at this. This is on the real tip. We can't look at our services as a part of in-kind services just to keep a relationship going with the person. Understand that an entity of a business is called a business for a reason. The way it makes money, it has to be a money-making machine in order for it to be a business. It has to produce cash. If it's not producing cash, in other words, it's only a hobby. And that's the line in the middle, that's the line in the sand that we have to come across. This platform here is an educational forum. It's really to help you get educated about the things that is occurring among the industry. Some things hurt. And some things don't, you know. It is not necessarily a stab at any person in particular. Please don't take it that way. I'm speaking out. I'm clear, and I know for a fact that it wasn't meant for you. We welcome you with open arms, and hopefully we get to know each other over time.
That was beautiful.
That's important. Sorry to mute your mic, but the confrontation, I'm not looking to cause a confrontation with anyone. My business is about coming into the community. We're not crabs in the bucket trying to pull one down or to make one feel like he's lesser than anyone else. But
it definitely wasn't about him. You know, and I'm sorry, I apologize if he thought it was, but it was no way even him. You know,
He's never been here before, so it was not a stab at him, and I know that for a fact.
Let's move on to the next topic.
There we go. All right. Thank you. And we're gonna bring Faith Walker. And Faithful, she's been along. I'm gonna tell you something, guys. She also have a radio program. She knows for firsthand on some of the same things that we go through. Am I right, Faith Walking Faithful?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have the blessed privilege of operating 3 radio stations, and I love it. I deal with artists all over the world. I deal with the gospel community, of course. It's not a good feeling when you think you're being singled out. I do know that. But one thing I've had to learn, too, and even in me coming up and when you're doing any type of business and dealing with the community, definitely can't wear your feelings on your shoulders because people aren't worth you going there. They're not, because at the end of the day, they're going home and so are you. God's willing. Ain't nobody going to jail.
Hey. You're right on that.
Yes. Come on now. I ain't finna argue with nobody about stuff and go end up getting in trouble because, you know, it can cause other stuff, so it ain't worth it. It's not worth it. And I certainly enjoy what I do in this music industry. And, we just have to keep pushing. We just have to keep pushing. Everybody don't agree with the way I run my station either because I don't have a lot of time slots and stuff like that. But whatever you're doing to cause your business to move forward to make money in your business, you have to stay steadfast in that. And one thing, that's why I love entrepreneurship. It's a whole different ballgame than the blue-collar corporate world. You know, you don't have to operate on a traditional system. And in entrepreneurship, you can do your thing. And that's one of the blessings of it. And everybody don't have to agree with your craft as long as it's making you money. And that's the purpose of Hip Hop Nation. They're here to help. If they can help build on what you're doing, sometimes you can learn from each other. It's good to learn from each other, hear what each other is doing because, you know, maybe they have another way that they're doing it that you haven't thought of because we're all different. And so I come to glean and to learn from them and to add to if I can add to. And there's no one way of doing any type of business. I've learned that in the business world. I do have a master's in business. I've been doing business since I was 21 years old. I bought my first house. And so business is awesome. And I'm here to tell you that there's no one correct way. There's no one correct way. And, again, I appreciate this platform. And the music industry is a new industry for me, so I'm gleaning from those guys. Raw Dog has been doing this for a while, and I learned from them. I learned from Poetic. We're good friends. We stay in contact. And I just appreciate what y'all are doing for the independent artists. And just hearing how the difference of going to the different platforms, because there is a lot of platforms out there, and I've learned from you all. Going to pay the different platforms to be on their platforms and learning that you can take that money and apply it towards something else in your business that's going to help you to go forward and, again, to turn your product into dollars. I can appreciate that. I'm learning from you all. I just want to say continue doing what you're doing. My kids are at a game, and they're out here in the car. I got them out the door. I got to let them in. I'm going to mute the phone out, okay?
Hi, this is Miss Carter on the line. Can I get
right,
in?
Miss Carter, get
how
in.
How you guys doing this afternoon? You know, I agree with the young lady is saying. I've been sitting here listening to the talk show, and what she's saying is right because, you know, you never know. You can get together with an industry and somebody else in the industry's music is good, and you can come together as one. Like I try to tell my nephews and my son and my daughter, you know, be smart, be professional about everything you do, talk professional, you know, and working together with others is gonna take them a long way, too. So I thought I'd get in on the phone call because I'm a little late calling you, but it's a pleasure to be on the phone.
Glad to have you, Ms. Carter.
But Poetic, this is Raw Dog. Let me say this. That exactly what I went through with Monk is exactly why a contract is necessary. Misunderstandings and interpretations are laid out in contracts, so no one gets a misunderstanding about what's going on, what's being talked about. Just like on the show, I wasn't talking about him. And I'll say it again. I apologize if he thinks I was, but it wasn't him. And so, you know, the whole point of business. See, that was a prime example of verbal misunderstanding. That are not.
Yeah, and that happens. That happens in the industry. You know, you got to be paying attention to everything so you can understand what. Is Muck on the line? Hey, nephew.
Yeah, but see, that's why contracts are a better way of understanding what's going on in this in a production, in the business, you know, who's doing what and who's expected to do what, you know, and what the time frame is. So, you know, I believe in contracts because I hate misunderstandings because they never get straightened out, you know, in a verbal content. But in a contract, the writing doesn't change. And you know
right, and you make sure the business industry, whenever someone gives you a contract, you make sure you read every piece of it, piece of paper.
Exactly.
So you won't have
guys,
no misunderstanding.
We're getting ready to close out for the night, but I want to close out with this Bible verse. It's James 1:19. Okay?
Amen.
This is coming from a biblical verse. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That way, good communication can take place among all of us. Very important.
Right, very important. I appreciate y'all having them. Blue Bean, you want to holler at them, Willie, before they go? They're going off the air. I was trying to call Willie back to the phone.
Yeah, I'm Fat Mo.
Monk, I love
Fat
you.
Fat Monk, let you
can
know.
Can you hear me?
Man.
This is Ain't. This is Ain't.
Fat Monk, Ain't.
Yeah.
Let him know that we got much love for him here at the station. And just
yes,
stay
I will.
Today.
Here's Willie.
Okay, Willie, Fat Monk, I ain't got much love for him. And they had a misunderstanding.
What's going down, man?
Monk, I apologize. It was
man,
not
I,
you I
was
speaking of, okay?
I was calling for a conversation, man. It sounds real heated right now, man. Y'all still on that?
Well,
I just wanted
to let you know that it was real, that
it
wasn't about
you. I didn't even might get off on the wrong track tonight.
Okay. What's up, man? What's the topic, man? What we going to talk about is, man.
All right. 318-278. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You coming calling out of Texas?
Yes, Fort Worth.
Okay. Do you have a statement, comment, or question?
I just want to know what the topic was about today. What time you guys are closing out?
We're closing out right now, but we still open the floor if you guys still got something to say. Simply business, in God we trust. All others pay cash. In other words, when you out there, and you're functioning as a company, you are doing it for the exchange of the great dollar bill. And the reason why you went into business is because you have enough faith and you have enough believability and confidence that you could do a great job performing and you should be getting paid for it. Am I correct?
You're correct. You are.
That's the topic on tonight. Okay? So, in other words, you're doing it for exchange of cash.
Okay.
So, remember this statement, brother. As you get ready to venture into any contract with somebody, make sure that you get it in writing and closing. And then let them know, in God, you trust. And all others, y'all got to pay cash.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Y'all deal with, like, promoting, right? Y'all talk people into getting into, like, short on the ropes, educating them on promoting, right?
Yes, sir.
Like, me and my cousin, we just moved out here from Illinois to Texas, and we trying to get off into the game, in the promoting game. I'm trying to get up and talk to one of you guys, see how can I go about getting into it, you know. What would your steps be? I mean, I'm doing the club scene, I'm doing the music scene from here. So I'm just trying to get into it, you know.
We're getting ready. I tell you what, I'll talk to you behind the scene. We're getting ready to go to the music part of the program. All right, thank you guys for listening to Hip Hop National. We do this every day of the week on our program. Okay, we play music on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, so get your music uploaded right at www.hiphopnational.com. on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have impacting topics. We have topics that impact this industry of music. And on Sunday, we take you to church with Pastor Chris Willingham. Y'all stay with us. There's more to come. Y'all make sure y'all tune in again tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. All right, guys. Dr. AT, take it away.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hand the flyers out, let the people see I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. Ray G.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. Ray T. I'm your host, Dr. Ray T.
This is Dr. Ray T.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture?
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
Dr. Ray T.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
Dr. Ray T.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the big book see I'm back in the house to make noise. Yeah, you know what this about. Spread the word, you heard?
This is Dr. Ray T.
See me step in the room with the rock star swag.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
All you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Time to party. Summer.
Everybody wants.
is with Dr. Ray T. Tammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money. Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream up there.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream up there.
Roscoe Fettuccine. same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you around store.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in quality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the deep of time,
yeah,
doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah,
our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Next on deck is Shergi, Lovely Day.
ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go. Now they flow. Two step double. We can take it slow, so incredible.
Flow for you, so that's what we gon' do.
big and slow, so incredible. Lord, ready to go. Now they flow. Two-step double. I'm so out of control, like Dana Letterman. Yeah, it's my show. Now they flow. Got a bad view. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Getting love all night. Now they go, baby. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. A two-step double, now you. Two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Two-step double. Two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.
Hip Hop National.